have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
It's your boy David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones, you know. Yeah.
About 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup.
While
I'm
waking up, the
sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling is hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and great. The soul sin and the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, and my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
My name is Shay Samuels, owner of Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to work with you. Yes, that's right, you. Have you been looking for ways to re-strategize, market, brand, or promote your business? Have you been looking for a consultant that can help you bring your vision to life? Well, whether you are a large or small corporation, we have just the package for you. So, let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence enterprise expansion company. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey, 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 hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. It's your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We miss you. And shout out to everyone who continues to be so supportive and listen every Sunday right here time, right here on Beyond the Radio. We do not take it for granted. I am thankful and I am happy, and I think I can speak for the whole Beyond the Radio and Elation family. That's right. But we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Yes, we do. Great topic. And shout out to every guest who have been on Beyond the Radio as well. I just want to shout them out because we have had some great, great people on here. And shout out to Kimmy Kim. We love you, Kimmy. Thank you so much for your heart. Thank you for allowing us to even be up here to be a part of the Elation family. It's surely a blessing, and a blessing that we do not take for granted. So shout out to Kimmy Kim. So, can I get a drum roll? Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Hello, David and the Elation family. And again, shout out to Kimmy Kim, Kimmy Robinson, amazing, amazing woman. A woman of God. So we thank you so much for having us on and doing what you do. We appreciate you. We love you.
Thank you, Quinn.
Hey, David.
Yes. So, Coach Shay, how has your weekend been, Coach Shay?
My weekend has been very, very, very productive. You know, I'm still on I'm on like vacation too, all in one weekend. But I had an opportunity to spend some time this weekend, much needed time. As you know, I had a very close relative pass away in the month of May, and it's been very, very hard, not just on myself, but my family. We decided to take a trip this past weekend, and it was a very successful trip. Very memorable. We had lots and lots of fun, and traveled down to another part of Florida to visit my younger brother, just getting that family time in. So this weekend has been very productive, fun, and memorable all at the same time.
Yes, yes. And if any of you guys want to check some of the pictures out, some of the photos with Shay, follow Shay Sam on Instagram. And she has little short videos and photos of her and her family just having a great time. Experience, you just like, I wish I was there, you know. Follow her out on Facebook and the Beyond the Fence Facebook page. But go to Shay Samuels Facebook page, and you'll also see the awesome pictures and short videos and just them having a good time. And you can actually see Shay just laying her hair down and just having a good time with family. So we always tell people, you know, that we're more than music. So we always want to show that, you know, Beyond the Fence Enterprise, you know, is not just a label or record label. No, we're about family. We're very family-oriented. The Beyond the Radio show is about being family-oriented.
Yeah.
We want you to become a better version of yourself every day. Our job is to make sure that you have a new perspective of life so you won't be bound so far by how you were once taught. How people taught you how it's supposed to be versus how God wants you. You know, God designed us to be one way and man has taught us to be a whole other way. From my perspective, it caused more damage than it has where God can get the glory. That's how
true. Yeah.
So with that being said, Shay, are you ready for this show tonight?
You know I can't ever forget, David, to ask you how your weekend has been as well. And then I'll be ready for the show. But how was your weekend?
I was just going to go past my weekend, Shay. I'm going to just be honest with you. I went and I shot basketball today. Because, you know, back in my days, you know, I was a pretty good player, you know. And, you know, I'm highly respected in my city, in the city of Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, I remember when we were ranked number one in the state, number three in the nation. So, you know, I handled my business. So I called myself going out there like I still got it, right? And these young boys, they were like 16 to 24. And I'm like, man, y'all don't know who I am, man. I'm David Benton. And three cramps later, I quit. I played one game, and I rested for three games. And after I came down from my cramp, I went, got me some Gatorade, because I needed some potassium, and I stretched for 30 more minutes. And guess what I did? I played another game. That's right. And that little young boy talking about, man, what you doing out here with us, man? And I said, listen here, youngster. I used to be pretty good, thank you. So I'm just out here just trying to get in sync. That's right. So don't you talk about me, because I would have took you to school 20 years ago. Thank you. That's right. So I had me a good time. I'm breathing better, you know. And, you know, I took me another shower, and I'm feeling good. That's right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had fun, and I'm hoping that you got tubes of Bengay sitting next to you for the next couple of days.
Well, you know, to be honest, that's the blessing. I ain't even had to put no Bengay on or nothing because my body has muscle memory. That's right. So what I did, I came back. And I stretched for 15 to 20 more minutes. And to be honest, I'm still stretching a little bit on and off. You know, my little calf muscle, I might try to touch my little leg, my little toe, I might try to touch my toe. You know, it hurt when I try to touch my toe because I can't really touch my toes like I used to. You know, I used to go there real fast to touch my toe. Now I got to stretch my back just to touch my toe. So it's like I got to stretch twice. I got to stretch my upper part. To stretch for my lower part. That's right. But you know what? I'm stretching. What you
laughing
at, Coach? You laughed me. I did my thing today. I shot me a couple of hoops. They was like, old school, I can tell you used to be pretty good. And I said, who y'all call it old school? Just because I'm the oldest one in here, y'all don't have to call me that. Little young,
you know,
brother.
My kids call me old school though. My kids, it's so funny. My daughters, they believe I'm supposed to be in bed at a certain time. And to be honest with you, I think I feel just as young as they are at times.
Right.
But I think it's just the nature of their lives, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm up at 10 o'clock and my daughter peeks in the room and she'll say, "Aren't you supposed to be in bed?" And I'm thinking, "What are you talking about?" So yeah, I think you know, being called old school is a battle of I guess I can think back too to when I was younger and I thought, you know, being someone in their 40s was like really, really old.
So now that
we have reached that mark.
Old. Yeah.
You thought it was old?
I thought she was like old as Methuselah when you was in your 40s. Wow, you're so old and decrepit.
Yeah, like, now you're here and it's like,
man.
You're here and it's like, okay, so clearly they felt young. So I think that's just kind of the young people's thing to say now, just kind of that old school. But they'll get there one day, and they'll be old school.
Yeah. Hey, I used to say that, too. I'm very guilty. And then the thing about it, it's like, man, you come in your 30s and your early late 30s and 40s and even your early 50s, and people feel like you're supposed to be in a rocking chair. And I got something for all the young people. You're not listening to this, but young people, if you do listen to it, I'm going to tell you, young people, about yourself, young kings and queens. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about somebody old and they need to be in a rocking chair? Well, for one thing, y'all are too lazy to be in a rocking chair. Let me tell you why. It takes exercise to be able to rock it. You got to use your legs and your stomach muscles. Thank you. So guess what? They getting exercise in they rockers. Because y'all don't know how to use it like a chick because you're too lazy. Yeah, that's right. I'm taking up for it, Shay. That's right.
Oh, you know what? David.
Okay, you know, I'll start rapping. Don't get me hyped. So, Shay, are you ready to give us off topic for tomorrow?
I am, you know, in between all of what we do and how we do it and why we do it, we know that we still have to make sure you guys and gals have an amazing word. Yes, thank you. We still have to make sure you all have an amazing word. And, you know, it's no easy task in between everything that we do, but we still want to make sure that you guys are educated and that you get the knowledge. And so tonight we're going to be coming out of James 1:22. And I will read the scripture and then go into the topic. And then, David, I will hand it back over to you so that we can get the show started. But James 1:22 says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect laws that set you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. So tonight's topic is it's all about not just hearing God's word, but being a doer of God's word. David, and this is for the listeners as well, I had a chance to experience some things over the course of the week, primarily with believers and people. And you know what? I can say this. There are people, you know, the Bible says, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. But I realize, and I'm saying this as believers, because that's who we primarily speak to on this broadcast. And we every now and then have a few of our listeners who chime in who may not be believers, and they send us a message and say, hey, I heard your show tonight. I may not be a believer, but I appreciate the transparency. So we're speaking to all of you tonight. I had a chance to experience some things over the course of the week. And primarily, it's a number of people. We talked about the titles, the apostles, the evangelists, the preachers, the teachers, the pastors, you know, everyone who has that title in front of them. And because they have that title in front of them, they want people to respect the actual title. And you and I, we've talked about this before on the show. We've talked before, and we may have addressed some things that we've had an opportunity to experience. But I believe these are the things that make us stronger, David. I believe these are the things that make us wiser. And I believe that these are the things that really encourage us to learn more about what's really going on in the world as it pertains to the body. Okay?
Yes.
So I had an opportunity to witness a few ministers who were speaking in regard to the title, not necessarily what they were doing, but to the title. I noticed that everywhere we went, everywhere there was talking, everywhere there was things happening, everyone would stop and just go straight into prayer. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, what good is the prayer if the Bible says faith without work is dead? So that means we're praying, 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 and we're praying for change, but nobody's doing anything to provoke the change or to invoke the change or to create the change. And so I wanted to talk about this tonight because there's so many people who are hearing it. There's so many people able to preach it. And whether, you know, you hear people, even if you're not a believer, they'll say, preach, you know, and I'll kind of supplement that with like, you got to teach, right? And so I asked a question this week. I asked a question and I said, what happens when there are so many prayers going out for one thing and you don't see the manifestation of that prayer? What happens when you've prayed so much for a thing to change and it's not changing, but you continue to say, I'm just continuing to pray for that person, right? But do we realize that even that person has to do a thing in order for change to happen? And so I wanted to talk about that tonight, David. I wanted to kind of, you know, just kind of bring some of that to light. Don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer. And I'll hand it back over to you, but that's kind of how I wanted to preface it so that the listeners were aware of what direction we're going in with it and why this topic is so important, not just for tonight, but as we move forward, even in our lifetime and in our walk. So, David, I'm going to hand it back over to you. What do you think about this topic tonight?
Well, one thing, I want to thank you for that encouraging word, and I want to thank you for even implementing this topic. I think it's very important because being a hearer, I think we have got used to what's tradition. I think we got used to saying, okay, well, this is how you pray. You know, if you don't pray in this type of manner, not sincere, but if you don't pray in this type of manner, if you don't dance this way, if you don't, it's really hurtful at times because there's no substance to change. I've been with people. It's like, look, man, you know, we got to get together, brother, because the Lord called us. And I'm like, yeah, the Lord called us. And they said, man, we got to go pray for the street. We got to just touch the street and just pray. And everyone literally got upset with me because I said, okay, what? So us praying and touching the ground, what is that going to do? At the end of the day, man created this concrete that we're touching. And it's still chaos because y'all pray for it all the time. If you want to be technical, there's a church on every corner that's praying for the people. So us touching the street, what is that really going to do for us? That was my belief.
That being said, I want to say this. We have a passage in the Bible to where the disciples, they were saying, well, we got to feed the people. And they told Jesus, Lord, the people hungry. Let's feed the people, Lord. But guess what Jesus said to them? You feed them. You feed them. See? We hear the word. We implement it with our mouth. But Jesus told them to put it into action. Like, we'll pray for people when God said, well, I'm actually using you. I'm using you to be their blessing. I'm using you. I need you to be present because I made you the present. See? And when I say present, I mean gift. You are the gift. You are their prayer. So my thing is this. as a man who loves people and want to help people become a better version of themselves, instead of me saying, okay, I'm going to pray for the street, I understand for me to actually go talk to people, it's going to take work. So I'd rather go to people to get them to have a paradigm shift about life. But if I sit there and say, you know what, well, okay, well, I'm just going to pray for the street. If I pray for the street, then how am I going to see change in my community? I'm just praying on concrete. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm a man of God. So God going to hear me. God going to do the work. And I'm like, well, I was born in the 70s. And you know, my mom was born like in the 40s, and she been praying for a long time. And there's still chaos. So I'm not saying that prayer doesn't work. What I'm saying is we need to put in work like the Lord told us to. So why just be hearing what God say versus doing what God say? Because when I read that Bible, he sent 77 out. See? He sent the disciples out two by two. He sent them out. And he said, the ones who reject you, shake the dust off your feet and you keep pushing. But that's what I read. So when I read it, I want to be a part of the solution and not focus on my title, but my character. Because much is given, much is required. We might have this title, but our character varies. You have people who have this title, but they're not getting much done. They're not being an asset to our community. And that's why our communities are still in turmoil, because there's a church on every corner. So I just feel it's much needed to be done, but it got to be within the body. It got to be us as people putting in the work, like Jesus told the disciples. Back to you, Shane.
Yeah, and with the short period of time that we have, David, I thought that was really good. One thing that I want to say, too, and I can go into this more in the second half, but I want to remind everyone that I think it's in 1 Thessalonians, maybe starting at 16, where it says, always be joyful, right? Never stop praying. So people may know this scripture more as pray without ceasing, right? So I'll say it in a different version, and people might be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to say it in the version you may have traditionally heard it. Pray without ceasing. But there's a joyfulness that comes with that, right? So when we're praying for certain things, like for me, David, I can give you an example of something. And to the listeners, I'll give you an example. I may pray for connections, you know, for the right connections. I may pray for my household. I may pray, you know, for God to give me ideas that I've never ever thought that I could have, or I may pray for a mindset shift. I may pray for direction, guidance. I may pray for, and it's just a few examples, and I'm doing this joyfully because I know that God has something particularly for me. What I find happening, and why I see that this is important, is that what I find happening is that when people are praying, they're praying against. So I want to go back to 1 Thessalonians 16, where it says to be joyful in the prayer. When we come back from our music break, I want to go back into that 1 Thessalonians and still sticking with the James 1, but really going back to that, because there's something joyful about prayer that we're missing as the fivefold. And because of that, prayers are starting to be kind of a slanderous thing that's happening against all people. Not just God's people, but all people. So we're going to get into that. If we can go to a music break, when we come back, we're going to go right into 1 Thessalonians about just being joyful when it comes down to prayer, especially within the fivefold ministry. We want to make sure that when we're speaking and praying to people, that we're not praying against the blessings of God. So
yeah, we don't want y'all praying saying, "Well, Sister Jenkins and them bad kids, Lord, please, Lord, do something with them bad kids that Sister Jenkins got. Help them."
So, hey, we're gonna go ahead and go to this music break.
Some people hate me. My daddy is king, your daddy is king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams, I know. What tragedy brings, I know. What matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage. I'm paying homage to the ones who before me, who went up in glory. My spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk on the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. Got my son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing. For the birds, tongues out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Dropping with my windows down, then I make that last turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they'd be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a pleasure to me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the ancient street. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made her feel underrated though. Hit my shot like a fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a bills out the pay, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's free from all the federals. Now I'm gonna mention something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are accessible. I'm amazing.
Who are you to tell me that I need to listen, Shay, got plenty of reasons. Because they come a dime a dozen, he died for me, so it's God I'm loving. And it's that Holy Spirit in me that's keeping this whole world buzzing, believing in the cross life, so it's no more thug. It's living proof and it's proof that he raised the dead. Not only that, gave me a spot where I can rest my head. That was healing in the scriptures and it kept me fed. You can believe what you want, my God ain't dead, let's go.
Who are you to tell me that my kids won't go to church and the streets will get them and strip them from their words? I got a reason to praise him. Well, I got a reason to praise him.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio with the host, your main man, David Benton. And I am your co-host, Shay Samuels. If you missed the first half of the show, tonight we are talking about not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer of the word. It is so important, men and women of God, and men of women who are on the line who may not even be believers. I am telling you that it is important to not just be a hearer, but to be a doer. Can you imagine going to work? First, let me go ahead and get into the sponsors. I do apologize, but I was about to go in, David. So let's give
Please
a shout
in.
Out to
hey,
the first sponsor.
Sponsors, go in, I'm going to be like, okay, we'll do you. Okay, I like it.
Let
For
me
real.
Just go ahead and go into the sponsors. The sponsors pay the bill. So let's go ahead and get into the sponsors. So shout out to Paula G Voice at Lady Wisdom After Midnight. That's Paula G. Guys, you heard that commercial and you hear it every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're looking for a voiceover, you're looking for a new commercial, you're looking to do something different with your radio stations, business owners, I encourage you, if you want a quality commercial for your business, I want you to look up PaulaGVoice.com.
Yes.
That is Lady Wisdom of Midnight,
Paula.
The voiceover specialist. Yes, thank you, Paula. And you can reach into her at Paula@PaulaGVoice.com or Paula. ApologyVoice.com, www.apologyvoice.com. She must be listening tonight because I only get hung up when she's listening. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Yes, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Business. We're doing an amazing job in so many different states. Although we are actually stationed in different states, the pandemic has allowed us to go virtual, and this has really expanded the business. So if you are looking to strategize your company, re-strategize the company, if you're looking for new ideas, and you just want to speak to someone to find out, does this idea actually make sense? Can I make it work? Contact us today. You've heard the infomercial right here on Beyond the Radio. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. We have a platform for youthpreneurs what is a youthpreneur? A young person who is actually an entrepreneur, and they're out there doing their thing. They need some guidance. They need some assistance, and we can tell you that the ones that we currently are working with, coaching and sessions on a weekly basis, are seeing themselves flourish, not just within their business, but within their personal character. So we want to say thank you again for those who trust us with your business and your youth as well. If you're interested, contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com, and one of our consultants will get back to you. So I'm going to go ahead and get back into the message, David. So I was saying, can you imagine going to your first day at work and the person who's training you, they're giving you all of these instructions. And you're there, you hear the instructions, but then you don't do it. What do you think is going to happen, David, if that's the case? Maybe day one, day two, or day three.
You might get rolled up the first time.
Uh-huh.
Well, they might get rolled up and just fire you.
Yeah. Yeah, what if you gave your child an instruction and you said, listen, I need you to do the dishes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and every other day after that I want you to sweep the floor. They hear you, but they don't do it.
Punishment.
But here's the difference.
No allowance either. No allowance.
No allowance. Yeah, we're still giving children allowance for not even going out to pick up trash right now. But let me tell you something I realized. I realized that a lot of us are disgruntled even in our walk.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important for us to identify with how disgruntled we are. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of seeing the world as it is, and I can become very bitter about the fact that people have become rude. People have become complacent. People have become entitled. We're dealing in a world right now where our youth are just so disrespectful, right? And there's just so much going on in this world. So I can look at it and I can say I've grown bitter. Now, the way I talk, David, can be indicative to the fact that I'm bitter, or it could be a product of change, right? It could be a product of change. I want to say that before I go into the Thessalonians, the chapter that I was reading, I want to say it says, but you, brother, this is Thessalonians 5, 4, it says, but you, brother and sister, are not, no, that's not it, because this was really good. Hold on for a second. Okay, here it is. The final instruction. This is 1 Thessalonians 12. It says, now I ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard amongst you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Now, here's the thing. Now, we could say live in peace with the whole world, but it's saying you to the person that's the hard worker, right? Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else.
Yes.
Now then it goes into say, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
The reason I emphasize it, David, is because we've made our prayers so combative.
Yes.
We've accepted, I can say I've heard prayers where the enemy has been mentioned. Thank you. Yes. I've heard the enemy mentioned maybe several times, but I'm going to go back to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12, where it says, now I ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard amongst you. Because if we focus on the negative and we implement that into our prayer, can I tell you, the Bible also says within your heart comes out of your mouth. Can I encourage you in that? That within your heart comes out of your mouth. But then 1 Thessalonians says, it goes on to say, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, to warn those who are idle and disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, David, as we speak tonight about not just being a hearer of the word, be a doer, we can nitpick the word and say, well, this person does this, this person does that, this person does this, this person did that, this person is saying this. But here are the final instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Here in 1 Thessalonians. So
yes.
I want to hand it back over to you, David. What do you have to say about that?
I want to say Matthew 10:16 coincide with what you were talking about. And I think a lot of them get it misconstrued about how the Bible say, because you're going to have people to say, well, the Lord said we are a sheep among the wolves, right? They say that. The Lord told me I'm a sheep and I'm among the wolves, this world. And they talk about the world, and they always talk about the devil and what the devil doing in the world. And then they always talk about secular, and they talk about what the world is doing. It's the world, the world, the world, the world, the world. And they said, I'm designed to be a sheep. Here's what's important. I agree that people are sent out as sheep among the wolves. But what people don't understand is a sheep doesn't fight. It needs a shepherd. After that, it says that, therefore, watch this. Be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves. It's right after that. You get what I'm saying? Behold. Now watch it. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of the wolves. So be wise as a serpent, but as innocent as doves. The reason why the Bible is telling us to be wise as serpents, because one thing about a serpent, It strikes fear in people without trying. It ain't like a serpent is going around like, hey, man, I'm going to see that human, and I'm going to scare him out of his socks, man. It's being its regular self, but it strikes fear. And one thing about a serpent, it goes by instinct. So its instinct strikes, but it's just slithering on the ground quietly. It's not barking. It's not roaring. It's just in its own world. And in the midst of it being in its own world, it actually only come at you due to fear. See? A serpent just minding its own business. A snake is minding its own business. And as this is just going through the high grass, when you cut your grass, see them snakes, they not out to get you. They are trying to run from you. But when they feel that they're being harmed, guess what they do? Defend themselves. But they strike fear in us, being their regular self. But then it say, be harmless as a dove, right? A dove isn't a bird that you got to watch for. You don't got to watch for your, you don't got to like be fighting for your life when it comes to a dove. A dove is not that kind of bird. That's why I say be innocent as a dove. So it's like, okay, well, the Lord is sending me out among the wolves. If you're looking at everyone who you disagree with as a wolf, see, now you have that discernment. When you're looking at everybody as a wolf, except yourself. See, that's the important part about it, Shay. You had read a scripture earlier, how a person can look at their reflection in the mirror Mm-hmm. And they'll forget about the reflection. So when they walk away, you can look at yourself. You're clearly a wolf in sheep clothing unconsciously. That's the scary part about it. You don't mean harm, but causing harm. I think it's important that us as men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, what we have to do is this. We have to empathize with humanity. Understand you came out the womb. It was a growing process. So the people that's not on your, air quotes, your level, a lot of people may not be on your level spiritually or intellectually. Yeah. But we tend to get a little irritated, get a little frustrated, not looking in the mirror. We're forgetting the reflection of who we are in God to say, okay, well, I had to develop it to become the person I am today. This was the developmental stage that I'm in. You see me today, but you didn't see me yesterday. And I think sometimes we forget about our yesterday. I think we forget about where God actually brought us from. And I ain't talking about the genie God. I'm talking about the God inside you that said you are made in my image and my likeness. And he gave us a thing called thought. He gave us a thing called knowledge. He gave us a thing called wisdom. And every time we apply this knowledge, being a hearer of the word, watch this. Now we got to do like Solomon. We got to choose wisdom. Because now the wisdom is putting the knowledge into action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you start becoming a doer of the word. So now we got to be wise as snakes. See? You out a sheep among the wolves. A sheep is harmless. A sheep doesn't fight.
Yeah, that's good, David.
See? But then when we sit up there and be as wise as serpents, now we got to use our wisdom. A serpent strike fear in human beings without even trying to strike the fear. That's why, guess what? Guess what else the Bible say? Resist the devil and he will flee. I'm not talking about the roaring thing with the horns and the tail, y'all, that we always looking like the devil in them. No, it's negativity.
Mm-hmm. It's prejudice.
It's
the political parties. It's what's happening in the schools when they're taking away education in the school system. Yeah.
Keep going. Stop now. Don't you stop now, Shay. You on the road. You better keep going.
I just was thinking, I mean, at the end of the day, David, we have the devil pinned as people as opposed to the real life problems, and we're being distracted, which is really keeping us away from being the doer, because we're so busy pointing the finger at the wrong in human beings individually, that the reason why the world possibly is becoming the way that it is because we've been distracted by people. We're no longer focused on doing the work. We're no longer focused on being the work, which is why I read 1 Thessalonians, that we've gotten so wrapped up in our haters and the wolves and pointing the finger at every nagging thing that someone in the church or outside of the church or a family member is doing wrong, that on the outside of it, we're missing the fact that the world is truly in shambles. The good news is that we all have a part to play to make it better. So that's the reason why I wanted to choose this tonight. It's because we've gotten so wrapped up in doing religion, and we've gotten so wrapped up in being hearers and being able to quote and being able to point those scriptures or those figures at one another rather than doing the work.
You know what, Shay? As followers of Christ, right? I want the kings and queens, men and women of God, please listen to this. As followers of Christ, understand we're supposed to hear his word and imitate what he was doing. So when you read the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you read them, see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, tell what Jesus did. John tells who Jesus was.
You better teach,
see,
David.
When you read them and you see what Jesus did, here's the thing about Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Here's what he did. In his ministry, he was an asset, not a liability. So when we focus on these titles, we got to say, okay, are we being an asset or are we being a liability? Because you might tell somebody, you ain't doing right, you ain't doing right, you ain't doing right, you ain't doing right. Okay, they're not doing right. We get it. Now, what are you going to do to be an asset to them? Because Jesus had a right to destroy everybody, if that's what we're going on. Because everybody was at fault. Other than that, he wouldn't have never died for the sins of the world. And we wouldn't never have to repent. And we would never talk about we have to be saved. We got to understand what are we saved from. In that case, we wouldn't have to die daily. In that case, the Bible would say we all fall short from the sins of God. All fall short, not some. Apostle, preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophet, prophetess, all your titles. It didn't say some. It said all fall short, except Jesus. So stop walking around here and forgetting your reflection in the mirror. Stop forgetting where God brought you from. You're only condemning your being a liability because there is no growth. Yes, you may chastise with your mouth, but who have endured through your chastisement? So you're not bringing no value. Only thing you're doing, just doing what, just telling them about they self. That's right. You just telling about they self. They wrong. They're but in the midst of that, what are you going to do about it to be of value? Because Jesus was of value. He was a value. He gave people the hard truth. But you know what? He did it correctly. And I think that's what's important, that we do it correctly.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen, Shay?
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen?
Amen. I couldn't top that one. I couldn't top that one. Amen.
Amen. That's my high voice. See, I had hit the high note. You ain't the only one to get hit that high note, Shay.
I love it.
So I just want to tell everybody, I love you. I thank you guys. I appreciate you for coming and listening every Sunday right here with us on Beyond the Radio. Like I said, we love to have fun and joke and have a good time, but we love you so much that we want you to be a better version of yourself. And we want you to think, I'm not going to stay outside the box. We just want you to think for yourself. Because your inner self is where God is, talking to you individually. You don't need a priest, and not to discount who priests are, but I'm telling you that God created you awesome, amazing, beautiful. He created you that way. He designed you that way. So look in that reflection in the mirror, and guess what? You will see God. You have a right to choose peace, love, growth, caring, all those elements are in you. So I just want to tell y'all, I love you. We see you next week right here on Beyond the Radio. Shay, you want to say I love y'all or goodbye or something?
I love you guys, and we thank you so much for receiving what we put out tonight and just be, you know, like David said, a better you every single day, and encourage everyone around you to just be a better them, especially even in your prayer.
That's right. And if y'all don't, we're going to get one of them people who be judging and crucifying y'all. We're going to get them to pray against y'all.
Oh, where the music at? 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 Where the music at?
Yeah. Be on the fence.
Wake up.
You know? You ever been dreaming?
Wake up.
It just felt so real.
Wake up.
Just want to stay in the dream, you know?
David, wake up.
Yeah, he wanna rest in peace, he don't wanna rest in pieces. And you wonder why, he gave his life to Jesus. Ride with a Glock 9, vest on, bought his first kilo, it was stepped on. Police took his re-up, now he down to an 8-ball. Stressed out, smoking the weed, drinking on 8-balls. 19 years old, throwing them gang signs. Wrong frame of mind, trying to stay in line. Mama preached to him, he didn't listen. Said the way that he living, he headed to prison. Thought she was tripping, this ain't the old days. Single mother keep understanding the old age, yeah. Then he caught more, yeah. Chopped the brick up, then split it four ways. Took 4 days, he about to grind. Wake up, count time.
He was just dreaming, dreaming. He was just dreaming, dreaming.
He was just dreaming. Sunday morning, breakfast in bed. Orange juice, toast, steaks and meat. Kids jumping on the bed. Daddy wake up, thank God for a pretty white gorgeous without the makeup. Pretty brown eyes, Holly Berry cut. Valentine's Day every day, he love her very much. Big Nick at the park, take a walk and they hold hands. Thank God for the inner child, sitting on his grown man. It's time for church, mama told him she preaching. Plus he curious to see all the souls she be reaching. Kids be in bad play, fighting in the back. Told him sit down, clean up the act. But daddy have to come and teach him. Huge smile on his face, he don't want them to see it. They just some awesome little children, he just can't believe it. It is a wonderful day, he like, thank you Jesus. Wake up, count time.
He was just dreaming, dreaming. He was just dreaming, he was just dreaming. He was just dreaming, dreaming. He was just dreaming, he was just dreaming. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Your blessing, you deserve it. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. This world is out of control. Wake up, get your blessing, you deserve it.
Get your strength.